It's good for our government, but actually the issue of brain drain, especially when it comes to medical profession, is a global issue. Global in the sense that it is remuneration that doctors and nurses see all over the world. So really, you'll be surprised that there's a lot of nurses and doctors leaving the UK to go to New Zealand, for instance, where the remuneration is very good. But we applaud the new policy because, you see, most of our doctors are trained by taxpayers' money. And what has been happening before now is a net export of qualified professional to the developed world. So we hope that this new policy would redress the imbalance. On our own part of the government, we're also working to make not just better remuneration, but also better provision of service for our doctors.
Like, that's what I wanted to ask, because I see here 11,055 Nigerian trained doctors in the United Kingdom. What is the problem? Is it because of lack of enough pay for them, or?
Just like I said, at the beginning of this interview, doctors all over the world, they go after better remuneration. So, and that's why you see even doctors from the UK going to New Zealand. But what we are trying to do now, especially in public health, is to make it possible for them not to survive just on these salaries that are paid, but allowing them also to do some private practice or some consultancy in the private sector to bolster what they take home.
This issue of medical brain drain seems to be a problem for a lot of African countries. I think I might have read sometime last week that another African country is even considering criminalizing professionals leaving the country.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think the most important thing to note is that it's not restricted to Africans alone. Why Africans, especially Nigeria, is a bit more of a serious concern is because these doctors are largely trained by taxpayers' money, and they do not, stay back in Nigeria to grow our health system. So in our own case, like, we are subsidizing the health system in other countries. In other words, we use our taxpayers' money to train our doctors who now go to work in developed countries. So this new policy, I think, will reverse that in a bit.
What is the condition for, say, training a Nigerian doctor? What is the condition that that doctor is going to come back to work in Nigeria? Is there a condition?
Yes, you see, many of them who train in public universities, they pay something, but it's heavily subsidized by the federal government. So we will expect them also to give back to the country, but rather they want to go to where there's better pay. But like I said, it's not just Nigeria or Africa alone. It's a global issue with doctors and nurses.